Unfortunately, in today's world, over half of the marriages end in divorce, and many of those marriages, actually, people own real estate. So in today's video, what I want to explain to you guys is the proper way to remove an ex-spouse or an ex-person from your, not only the vesting of the title on your property, but also the mortgage and the whys. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're out there in any 50 states or Puerto Rico, I'd love to be able to help you try to purchase or refinance your home. And this might be one area where I can assist you with. So what we're going to talk about today is the process on making sure we get your ex-spouse off of the home. So let's go through it. The first thing we want to figure out is, what liens do we have on the property? Okay, so a lot of people don't realize or forget about, you might have a home equity loan or even a second mortgage tied to your house. So we need to make sure that we gather all that information. And the reason being is we have to contact those lenders. Okay, that's one part of this puzzle. Okay, so the next thing is we want to determine who's going to own the property. And then from there, you're probably going to say, well, how much is my house worth? Because I got to figure out how much equity I have in the property. So how the equity is determined is we get the value of your home. We deduct out all the liens that you have on the house. Yes, even the second mortgage or a home equity loan. The remaining balance is how much equity you have in the property. Okay, the tough thing though is during a divorce, how do you access that money, or what can you do in regards to the lien? But there's also a piece of the puzzle that is giving the ownership of the house. So there's two big pieces of the puzzle. So when we talk about ownership of a property, we say, who is the vested interest in the home? So the vesting means who technically owns it when it comes to the legalities of things. Like if you go to the courthouse, who's on the paperwork? You know, who owns the house? So in most cases, it's Mr. and Mrs. or Mr. and Mr. or Mrs. and Mrs. or however you want to do it. But if we're getting rid of one of these people, we have to make sure this process is efficient enough to remove them, not only from the title, but from the liens. And that's where a lot of people miss out. So here's what we're going to do. Sometimes you're going to need to refinance that mortgage, or other times you can assume the mortgage that you currently have. And let me break the differences down. If you have a government-backed loan, which is FHA, VA, or USDA, in most cases, you can call the lender that you services the loan now, and you can ask them, saying, I'm going through a divorce, can I assume the loan? And then they're going to start working with you. They're going to try to get you qualified on your own to see if you could take over that mortgage. Now, that's with a government-sponsored loan. Well, wonder if you don't have a government-sponsored loan, or wonder if you don't qualify for one of those programs. Well, great question. You're then going to have to refinance, okay? The refinance process is going to be this. You're going to need to validate your income. You're going to need to get an appraisal and all these other things put together. But that's the most efficient way to remove a spouse from the mortgage of the property. So here's why. Down through here, when you consult an attorney, what they're going to ask you to do, they're going to say, well, we're going to first sign a quitclaim deed. Well, the quitclaim deed, what that does is it's actually quitting the claim to the property of the spouse that's leaving. So let's say you and I are getting a divorce. I'm keeping the house. So what my attorney is going to do is say, well, Dan, we need them to sign the quitclaim deed. They're quitting their claim to the property that you guys own. Okay, that's number one. So that now legally down at the title company and the vesting of the interest is going to show that I'm the only one that owns the house at this time. Okay, but the mortgage is a completely different story. The mortgage is when we took out the loan, you and I both signed on that document, and the mortgage company is going to say, well, we don't care you're getting divorced. We lent you money and we want our money back. So you need to continue to paying us whoever signed on the note. Okay, so how do we get rid of the note? How do we get rid of that person on the note? Well, you have to go through the assumption process or the refinancing process. That's how it works. So there's two pieces of this puzzle. There's the vesting, who actually owns the property based on at the state level. And then there's who is on the mortgages. And that could be a whole separate entity. So again, a quitclaim deed will change the vesting. So again, if me and you are vested in the ownership of the home, you sign a quitclaim deed, it removes you from that. Now I completely own the house based on the state and federal laws that now I own the house. However, the mortgage is a different thing. Why this is important? Well, let's say that I miss a mortgage payment. Going to affect you. Let's say I lose my job and I go into foreclosure. Well, foreclosure is going to show up on you as well. And the bank's going to go after you because they're saying, you signed on the dotted line. We don't care you got divorced. We don't care a judge said you got divorced. We don't even care that you signed a quitclaim deed. You signed the papers that we gave you money and we want our money back. And that's how it works, folks. So after After you consult your attorney, make sure that you get that quitclaim deed signed, and then also make sure that you take care of this. You check your mortgage servicer currently and see if they'll assume your loan or allow you to assume that loan. If not, please reach out to us. We would love to help you navigate this process in the process of refinancing to make sure that not only do we get that quitclaim through, we actually remove your spouse from the refinance and completely remove them from the mortgage just to make sure we got rid of them for good. So, and that's probably your intent in this process. So that's basically the fundamentals of what you need to do if you're going through a divorce and you own real estate. So if you need some assistance, we'd love to help you. Just reach out to us at therateupdate.com. You can also give us a call at 844-775-5626. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. And we're here to help. Bye-bye.